Yeah.
So in both places, the Targum says, "Lemile." What is the word? Lememere. Lememere.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't differentiate.
Yeah.
So what does it mean?
Wait, say it again. I didn't hear what you said. Say it again.
The Targum has the same word for lamer.
Yeah.
Like, what do we have? Lamema?
Lememar.
Lamema, right? So, over there, definitely it means the same thing.
Allison, what are you trying to say?
No, we were trying to split up that the lamema here means two different things, right?
Well, according to Rashi, not according to the Targum. That's what we're trying to
Okay,
say. It's
right.
not
So,
according to
Targum
the
holds
Targum.
by Yashita, you know?
Okay, right. So we're trying to say yesterday, what is the translation of the word lamar? Lamar means saying, or lamar means give over to someone else. We repeat this to someone else. And we discussed yesterday, it's machlokes between the two different approaches. And what does Rashi say? What does the Targum say? Well, we don't really know. Targum just says the word lamar. This pasuk was a unique pasuk where we had a Rashi. And the Rashi went and said it means to tell over, but that's only one half of the pasuk. All right, that was yesterday. Let's go weiter. Pasuk vav uscheles. Over here, we're going to go list over here all the different donations. Uscheles yargamon v'tlashani v'sheshu izin. Uscheles yargamon tlashani scarlet. Remember, we had a whole share on this. What is tlashani? Is tlashani is the word shani? Is it a worm? Is it a certain type of dye? We had a whole discussion of v'shesh linen, the izin goat skin. Let's do a few pasukim together. The oros, the hides of Elim Me'odamim, the hides of red animals, Elim rams, which have red skin. The oros and the hides of Tichoshim, creature which is a multicolored skin. The Atzei Shitim and Atzei Shitim, Shemen Lamaor. We have oil, Ubisamim, Lashon HaMishkol, we have Shemen for oil. We have for the menorah, we have besamim that you're going to add into the Shemen HaMishcha, and we have also we're going to have besamim that are going to be used for the Ketores. The Avnei Shoyam, these are the two stones that the Kohen Gadol wore on his shoulder. The Avnei Miluim, these are the stones that go into the Choshen. Lo Eifoid v'la Choshen. Every wise man amongst you, Yovohu v'yasu, you shall come and do Eis kol asher tzivah Hashem, everything Hashem commands you. Okay, now let's take a look at the Pesukim over here in the Rashi, from Pasuk Vav to Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Vav and Rashi. Rashi, there is, look at that, there's no Rashi. When you live, there's no Rashi, okay? There's no Rashi here. And over here on the side, there's no Targum, so we have to go right, okay? Pasuk, oh, there is one Targum, okay? There is one Targum. We did Pasuk Yud. Is there a Rashi and Pasuk Yud? Just to make sure, no. So what does the Targum over here say? We're up to the Targum. Targum Pasuk Vav, and our garments, we translate to the Toilah Shani. We learned before, it means this is a dye. Toilah Shani is not wool. According to the Targum, Toilah Shani is a dye. Utzva, a dye, Zilhoiri, that produces red, a red color. Uvutz is linen, umaze, and goat skins. Umashke, the hides of the didchei rams, mumke, which means they're red. Umashke hides sasgoina, of a creature called sasgoina, v'o'eshitim wood, I means wood of shitim. Arze, that's arze, ateshitim. Umishcha le'ana harusa, oil for lighting, uvusmaya le'mimshach revusa, and spices for the Shemna Mishcha, Velikaris Busmaya, and the assumption is that the spice are going to be used for the Gutaris.
No, historically, until the 1920s, let's say, or 30s, almost all the dyes were organic in origin. And they were all developed in laboratories. Germany was very famous for their laboratories.
These are new things. The dyes today, the new dyes today.
Today, it's all new, all come out of, most of them used to come out of petroleum. They did a lot of research, but then there's still a lot of research that went back to the origins of plant food. especially you know, I saw something that there was a black chemist who worked for Glidden Paint,
yeah,
who developed from the soybeans, he developed
a dye,
not only waterless, you know, not water-based paint that didn't run, but he developed from certain sweet potatoes birth control pills. So a lot of stuff went back. You had to know how to extract it.
Of course, this is the science. 1,000 years of this is going on. What do you think of this? This is a whole world out there. All right, let's go further. We have over here Pasitas. Pasitas Vyadne Burla Vyadne Ashlamusa Lashakoa Beifoda. Okay, these are the Avne. This is the Avne Shoyam, the Avne Ashlamusa. We had this before, the stones that are mashlim, the setting. Leshaka'a, to put forth into the Efoda, uvichushna and choshe. Okay, here's what we need now. Here's what we're up to. V'chol chakime liba devilchoin. Every wise man amongst you, yesoin, you shall come, v'yabdun, yos kol defakir Hashem, shall come and work. Uncle Sam is recruiting some good men. You want to work? We have a job for you. Okay, the pasuk of v'chol chacham lev b'chem, every wise man amongst you, yavohu, there shall come the yasu, eis kol asher tziva Hashem. Now, there is no Rashi. We have just a Targum, and we have over here on the side, we have a little bit of a perish of him. He says over here, chakime liba, Targum loshna kosev chacham lev kimo chachme lev. Now, he's translating over here the same thing. We have the word chachme lev back in another, in Parshas Kisisa, I think, there it is. And there is the word chachme with the chacham. Here it is. Here it says chacham lev. He's asking a question. Question is asking over here. Here in pasuk yud, we have a term called a chacham lev. Elsewhere, we have a term called chachme lev. So what will you say? Chachme lev means blush and rabbin. V'chol chachmei lev. But here it's also b'loshen rabim, because the word v'chol, the word v'chol means many.
Oh.
Right? It means many. V'chol chacham lev. A person is called the chacham lev, and we don't just want one chacham lev. We want many people who are in the category called the chacham lev. So we have a very basic question. Why then does the Torah here, in this parsha, refer to a wise man with the term chacham lev, whereas elsewhere, I don't know exactly where, but elsewhere, it refers to this category of people with the term chachmei leif. So maybe you can suggest it's not the same. Maybe you can suggest that the term chacham leif is not the same term as chachmei leif. It's a different type of person. It's a different category, and that would have to be defined. So the Targum, in his unique way, is coming to reject the fact that there is a difference between the terms. Just because elsewhere you're going to find the word chachmei, the chachmei lev, and here it says v'chol chacham lev, it's insignificant for our purposes because he translates both terms exactly the same. And that is very critical. If the Targum goes to the effort to translate both terms exactly the same, that means he's teaching you they are exactly the same. That is a very important lesson. Targum Lashna Kosev Chacham Lev Kimo, the same way he translates the word Chachmei Lev elsewhere. Vibnei Hamilo Kol Haksuva Kan. So it's he says the same. Elsewhere it says Chachmei Lev. Here it says Kol Chacham Lev. So here in that pasuk where it says Chachmei, the Yud is a substitute for the word Kol. So if that's the case, why does the Torah itself be consistent? And that would definitely lead, I'm certainly probably some of the other commentators to disagree and hold that they're not the same thing. Okay, be that as it may, but one other point we want to make over here, and that is, it's interesting that yesterday we spent almost a whole shiur on the term kol nediv liboy. Okay, yesterday we learned the pasuk kol nediv libo. And we had this big machloikis between Rashi and the Targum. What is the translation of these three words? According to Rashi, Rashi learned Nidiv Libo is a term. You put a quotation mark before the word Nun, before the Nidiv, and a quotation mark after Libo. It is a term describing a certain type of person, a person who's generous. Ungelus disagreed. Unkele says we are not describing a person. The person is the word kol. He is the person. He is the menshala. He's the person. When it says the word nidiv libo, it's telling us what happened to this person. You have a person who's a stingy man who won't give up, a miser, a total miser, wouldn't give a penny to tzedakah. They're not going to write on his matseva that he was a generous person. That is for sure. But for some reason, his heart stirred him up. We learned yesterday, nidiv means to know the nod, to move about, or the word nidiv means, it means to elevate. For some strange reason, this stingy miser decided to give a donation, $18, to the construction fund for the Mishkan. He's a multi-billionaire. He has more money than the government. And in this pasuk, he's called a nediv libo. Why is he called nediv libo? Because today, he decided his heart, he woke up in the morning, and something's bothering him. There's something that doesn't let him live. So he decides today to send in a check of $18 to the Beis HaMikdash. Would you say he's generous? He's a miser. $18, you could afford to give $1 million in a heartbeat. You wouldn't even know it's missing. We're not going to call you a generous person, but because your heart has banged on your head, has aroused you, that's why you're bringing your donation. Rashi, we learned yesterday, disagrees. Rashi says the person that we are describing over here is a generous person. And this person on his matseva, we're going to put the words, he's a nodiv, he's a very generous person. Okay, now, according to Rashi, the word kol is insignificant. Kol means there are many people called the div liboy. We have many of them. We have a lot of these type of people. According to Unkelis, the word kol itself refers to the person, refers to the human being. And the div liboy refers to what happened to Manadin. And what was the proof that the Targum was right? It was a chazar from yesterday. Because if Rashi is correct, what should it say in the pasuk? Kol nidiv leiv. That was the question we asked yesterday. Why is there a vav after the base? If the truth is this is a term describing a type of person who's a very generous person, a very good person, we should say kol nidiv leiv. Every generous person. What's liboy? What's the vav? So Rashi really answered. Rashi in the previous page tried to give an answer to the question. The Targum, we learned yesterday, did not like Rashi's answer. And he says, if Rashi, you were right, there should not be a vav in the pasuk. So therefore, I disagree with you. We're not dealing with a person who's generous. That's irrelevant, his generosity. We're dealing with any single person, even the greatest miser in the world, person that's selfish as can possibly be. For whatever reason, his heart, libo, the heart of this individual, nidiv, it aroused him. It bothered him. It caused him to move, to hustle, to come to the Beis HaMikdash and put a quarter in the pushka. That's all it means. Now, here's what I want to tell you, to suggest. Over here, we are over here, this big machlokes over here, in this next pasuk, an incredible deek over here that the author of this sefer makes, Matsari, and he says, we come now over here to pasuk yud, and pasuk yud talks about achacham leiv. Look at this, v'chol chacham leiv. We have over here pasuk yud v'chol chacham leiv. Look at that. We have in the same page, we have a person that's called a nediv libo and a person that's called chacham leiv. Now, according to Rashi, who learns that nediv libo is really, there's an extra vav. So what it says above, it's v'chol nediv leiv. So let's follow Rashi's approach, who told us that it's the type of a person, and we're going to very quietly ignore the vav of libo, and we're going to call him a nediv leiv. So look, we have above a nediv leiv, and now we have a chol chacham leiv. Isn't that amazing? They will come. What are they going to do? Yovo v'yasu eis kol asher tziva Hashem. Now it's very interesting that everyone can donate what they have to give. Someone who has gold can donate gold. Someone who has silver can donate silver. But if I only have I only have wool and linen. I can't donate gold. And the person who has gold, he does not possess wool and linen, so you can't give wool and linen. Everyone can give what they have, what they can offer. There are some people in this world that don't have any money altogether. They're dirt poor. They don't have gold, silver, tcheles, argamon, tlashani, nothing. But Meir once told me this, Meir Abelard once told me, Hashem always gives everyone something. No, so you don't have some people, they don't have any brains. But they have other things. They have other things. Some people, everyone has something that they take pride in. This is unique to me. So the way Hashem made this world is the loy lachachamim lechem. Very often, I mean, you see this all the time. People who are super rich, they don't seem to be too intelligent. If they're smart, okay, they're smart. Nothing special. Nothing special. I always remember when I was much younger, I was like just starting Shidduchim, telling you private things here. So there was a guy, a real nasty guy. And he started talking to me about Shidduchim, this, that. So he says to me, what kind of Shidduch are you looking for? He says to me, you know, I know you for so many years. And people ask me about you for Shidduchim. And I tell them, and I'll tell it to your face, he says to me, you're just average. You're nothing special. you're just average. Average brains, there's nothing special about you, you know. And he's absolutely right. I have no doubt in my mind that he's absolutely, halavaya should be average, that's pretty good. Halavaya shouldn't be below average. Probably he's wrong, I'm probably below average. Not getting into that discussion over here, but people don't like being told that. People do not like being told that you have nothing special to offer. They don't like it, even if it's true. Even if you know it's true. You know it's true. You don't like being told that you have nothing to offer. Every person, so what keeps you going in life? What keeps you ticking in life? Because every person, even though they know deep down, they have nothing to offer. Now, I shouldn't say that. Other people, usually every person has one little thing in life that gives him satisfaction. There's one little thing you have satisfaction. Oh, this is my little niche. It may be teeny, 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 maybe insignificant to other people, but for you it's special. That thing that is special to you, that you take pride in, that Hashem gave you to keep you going and not to be depressed because you have something which is you cherish, even though other people couldn't care less, and to them it's not an asset, but to you it's an asset. Give that asset to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you're supposed to give. So here, this fellow over here, the whole Chacham Lev, I'm making a drush now, but I'm going back to the target in a moment, is a person that leaps out of the Pirkei Avos, V'loy lachachomim lechem. Many times people are very smart and they outsmart themselves and they don't have a penny to their name. They can't scrape together a dime. They have to take handouts on welfare or government programs, go get a job. For some reason, it just doesn't click. It doesn't work out. So what do you give to the Beis HaMikdash? Well, you have a skill. You have a knowledge. You're a goldsmith. You're a silversmith. You know how to dye wool. You have something. You have a chokhmah. The chokhmah is not worth anything in the market, but it's a chokhmah. You know how to do this. Other people don't know how to do this. Oh, yavohu v'yasu, so come and work. Eis kol asher tziva Hashem. The other people who have money, yivyeho eis trumas Hashem, these people, they're going to give kol ashatuchu mitam l'Hashem kol nediv libo yivyeho. Okay, I've got the process is whatever the process said in the previous page. The top of the page was describing people that have wealth. So they can give, call Nadiv Liba, give your money. People who don't have money, they have skills, So come, v'chol chacham leiv bochem, you don't have what to offer, come and give of your chachma to the service of the Beis HaMikdash. Now this pshat works out very well according to Rashi, who learns that the term chachmei leiv is a term describing a wealthy person who's generous. And as we said before, according to Rashi, the vav of liboy is to be, for the moment, ignored. Read it as if it says kol nidiv leiv. So there's a nidiv leiv and there's a chacham leiv. Two different types of people. But the problem now is going to be according to the Targum. Because the Targum learns the word kol is the person, your average Joe, and he wakes up in the morning and his heart, libo, his heart is telling him, you know, why don't you give an $18 donation to the Beis HaMikdash? His heart is causing him to nod, to move, or to be uplifted today to bring something. If that's what the pasuk means according to the Targum over here, maybe we should be consistent and understand what it means over here in this pasuk. V'chol, and why am I saying that? Do I have the chutzpah to say that? Because we just learned in the Ma'atzari, the Targum, it's not only from the Targum, it's from the Ma'atzari. Here it says in this pasuk yud, it says, V'chakime liba, here's the yud, by the way. And in the Ma'atzari, he tells us it's very big chiddush. Who would ever know this? Who would ever know this unless you studied this your whole life? Chakime liba. Targum loshna kosev chacham leiv. Kumoy chacham leiv. He doesn't tell us what the pasuk though is. He doesn't tell us what the other pasuk is. Kumoy chacham leiv. There's another pasuk out there in the Torah that says chachmei leiv and doesn't have the word kol. So he says, so what? It's okay. It's the same exact thing. Oh, it's the same exact thing. So that means when there's a yud, it's no different as if there is no yud. Chacham, chachmei. So that maybe that means then that if the Targum is translating the word chakime, chakimo liba, maybe the Targum is being consistent and is telling us the person over here that we're discussing is not a wise man. He has a very, very low IQ. He's a very average guy. But he wakes up in the morning and he says, his heart tells him, why don't you go work? Why don't you go volunteer?
Wonderful. It's like this. If you are an adiv lev, if you let your lev control you, which is the motion, control you to be menadev, then Asher will make you a chacham leiv, that you will become, you will have a certain wisdom in one area, which you will be able to come ahead and not only will you donate something, you will make something from that.
Exactly. So let's go now look at this pasuk over here. Here it does not say v'chacham, it doesn't say v'chachme leiv bochem, it says v'chol chacham leiv. So let's try to be consistent in the Targum because the Ma'atzari tells us that the Targum, as far as he's concerned, it's all the same. Chakime liba. Chakime liba means what? Your heart has inspired you to achieve wisdom. It doesn't mean you're wise, just like the Targum on the top of the page. We learn kol nidiv liba. This is not a term. We're not discussing a generous person. We're discussing a miser. They're not going to write on his matseva that he's a generous person. No one will ever, ever say that. But for whatever reason, he wakes up Wednesday morning and he just says, you know, I have all this money. I have millions and millions of dollars. You know, maybe I should give $18 to the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? That's what we're discussing. His heart inspires him to give a few bucks. Zel Bazach. Here we have over here a guy, a fellow, who doesn't know the difference between his left hand and his right hand. He doesn't know how to bang. If his life depended on it, he couldn't bang a nail. He couldn't get the hammer to hit the nail. He's a klutz. He has no wisdom. He doesn't know anything. He's not a smart man. But his heart says, you know, I also wish I can participate in the building of this structure in a role of design, not just a role of giving money. I want to be a designer. I want to be involved in some of the wisdom, the chokhmah that goes into building this structure. When you go build a building, the chokhmah is just unbelievable. Every little thing about a building today, especially in new construction, technology, engineering, and it's just unreal. The chokhmah is not to be believed. So some people, I don't even know the Aleph Beis, but I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of participating in the chokhmah that is needed to build this structure. And my heart is bothered that why can't you also be a participant in the chokhmah that goes into the construction of this building? So Moshe says to them, if you are such a person, you also want to be an engineer, you want to be a contractor, you want to be a builder, an architect, you want to be a craftsman, you know something? Come. You'll learn on the job. We'll give you what to do. We'll help you. You'll participate. We'll train you. We'll teach you. You don't need degrees. We'll train you on the spot. If you really want, come. And because just like the Targum over here said on the preview on top of the page, call any person who's, even if you're a miser, if your heart, libo, your heart has told you, come, be a nidiv, come and lift yourself, give an $18 donation. Oh, gavaldik, we'll take your $18. Yivyeha, bring it, eis truma sashem. We'll take the $18 also. Come bring whatever you have to offer, come bring it. The same exact thing. We're not here discussing a smart person. We're discussing a person that could not even get through third grade. He's a person, b'chol, every man, I'm going to make believe there's a vav here, whose libo, whose heart has inspired him to seek chokhmah, to seek wisdom. Oh, amongst you, yavohu, come, the yasu, and work. We'll give you what to do. Eis kol asher tziva Hashem. Rashi, we disagree. Rashi would say, we're not. If you can't pass third grade, don't even bother coming. We're not looking here for high school dropouts. We're looking here for PhDs. We're looking here for, we want to see resumes. We want, don't even consider working for us unless you have 20 years experience in each and every field. We want the chacham lev. We want the smart people. Just like Rashi learns, we want nidiv lev. We don't need an $18 donations here. We're not looking here for $18. We're looking for pledges in the millions. If you don't have a hedge fund, forget it. If you're not willing to invest big bucks, we're not looking here for $18. The $18 we already discussed. We had the machsa shekel. Go back to Parshas Mishpatim. You want to give $18? Parshas Mishpatim Kisisa. There we have a machsis shekel. You can give 50 cents. And then there were three donations there. You can give two types of machsa shekel. And then you can give a little donation. You can give $18. According to Rashi, Rashi is incredible. Rashi says, this Parash Vayakel, we're dealing with an exclusive club of people. We're dealing with the movers and the shakers of society. We're dealing with the Bill Gates types of people over here. We have big bucks. All the Nadiv Liboy, those people, the Nadiv Lev, people, Fortune 500, the CEOs, the Fortune 500 companies, there's a special meeting for you. How much are you giving? How many millions are you giving for this? Yivyeha, we need gold. We don't just need gold. We need big gold. I remember once we were doing some work in the house and we needed some tiles. And someone gave me a name to call someone. here to go buy tiles. So I need like a box. It was a joke. The amount that I needed was like literally was like a joke, a teeny amount. And I don't know, I said something stupid in talking to him, and basically he said to me that, like, you know, he basically, when he deals in this business, he sends basically like truckloads, massive truckloads of tiles for different buildings, for different construction projects. And a guy like me who wants a couple of tiles, it's like a joke. It's a joke. We're not talking about jokers. We're talking about the Nediv Lev of society. Memela, when it says the Chacham Lev, we're dealing with people who have experience. Unkelis, we can be consistent. He says here, Nediv Libo, there's a Vav. It means you're a regular guy and you want to give. You want to give? Come give. Memela here, he said when it comes to, it says Chacham Lev, he translates Chacham Lev as Chakima Chakimei Liba. What does that mean, Chakimei Liba? I think it really means is that your heart has inspired you. It's not Chacham Lev. The Yud of the Mei, maybe I'm making a mistake, but it would seem to me that it's Chakimei Liba. Your heart made you wise. There are people who are naturally wise, and there are people that are not naturally wise. You have to be inspired to want to be wise, to become wise. We all know there are people that are blessed. They come out of their mother's womb, photographic memories. They don't sweat. They ace every exam. They don't forget anything. The Rambam, I think Tomo told me 2 days ago that the Rambam, he writes in the Tshuva, the Rambam, he says, he until he got old, he literally did not understand what it means to forget. The Torah says, "Pen tishkach es hadvar mo'il," you'll forget. So the Rambam says, the Rambam, you know, he wrote the Yad HaChazakah. So in the Yad HaChazakah, there are no sources. Could you imagine doing that today? Writing a massive volumes of Kol HaTorah Kula. And he doesn't tell you every halacha, this is the halacha. Finished. This is the halacha. Excuse me, where'd you get that from? Where'd you make that up? You tell me a halacha, where's the source? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a piece of Gemara? Is it a Bavli, Yerushalmi? Is it a Tosefta? Is it a Med? Where did you get this from? The Rambam does not tell you the source of anything that he wrote. And all of the generations, people have been breaking their heads to figure out where the Rambam, that's the like a riddle, where did the Rambam get this from? And we have a Emunah Pshuta that the Rambam says was 100% true. So we break our heads backwards to work backwards, where did the Rambam get it from? Well, why did the Rambam do that? So the Rambam, this is what this fellow told me 2 days ago, the Rambam writes, when he wrote the Yad HaChazakah, he was writing it for himself. He was putting everything in order, and everything that he wrote, he knew where it came from. And he said, why should I write down for myself, where the source is? I know where it is. This thing that I wrote over here, it comes from this Gemara on this page, and this comes from this esoteric Medrash, and this comes. So when I have over here all my everything. I don't need to write down. I know the Rambam writes, he never understood what it means to forget. You learn something, it's right in front of you. How can you forget anything? When he got older, he says, I began to forget. And then I first appreciated what most people in this world go through. They forget. Some of us don't even know what happened this morning. What happened 5 minutes ago? Okay, the word forgets. So there are people that are born naturally geniuses, and there are people that are not. And they struggle their whole life. The word Chakime Liba, according, we appear to be a person whose heart made him wise. He became, it's not that he has a wise heart. It's the heart made him wise. He was inspired, or he wants to be inspired to become wise. That's exactly the way the Targum learned the term Nediv Liboy when it comes to generosity. It's not generosity. You're not a generous person. Today you want to give a donation. Good for you. By nature, you're not generous. Today, you want to give a donation. And the proof that this is correct is because the Targum, even over here it says Chamlev, not Chamelev, he translates it the same way, Chakim Libos, so it's as if there is a Yud here as well. Okay, so that is our idea for today. Okay, so I think we learned something unique. Through the Targum, we're able to discover two perushim on the word called Libo here, and its corresponding cousin down over here of Chacham Lev, inconsistency, Libo, and here it says the word Lev. This is a very big problem for both Rashi and the Targum, and we've tried to uncover a little bit of the depth of what is going on over here. All right, unfortunately, time is up. We spent some time schmoozing here today about mayors.
So anyway, there was a wedding last night or two nights ago.
Yeah.
And the father of the Kala invited his father to come.
Yeah.
But the father of the Kala is a chassid of the Rosh Hashiva of Ger. And the father of this is the Baal Tefillah Rosh Hashanah for Shachris in the Gerish Shul, the big Gerish Shul.
So they're both Geris, both sides?
Yeah, no.
Father of the Kala.
Of the Kala davens by the Rosh Hashiva. He broke away. And his father, the grandfather of Kala, davens Musaf Shachris Rosh Hashanah in the big Gerish Shul.
Okay.
So he was told from up high, you better not go to the wedding.
Because of the fight, because of the machlekes.
So he didn't go.
Who didn't go?
The grandfather didn't go.
Because the grandfather is a chassid of the Rebbe.
Right.
And the grandfather for which side?